What a great day, David. Good morning. You would think that by now we would all have learned. My name's Stuart Brisgell. I'm from the Rant Network. My partner, David, is in Montreal. He's also from the Rant Network. He looks a little bit more pixelated today than he did the other day because he is just pixelated over politics. You know, why am I using the word pixelated? Because it's the grain in which makes everything, right? I think we've got politicians that have just gone bananas. David, do you want to start with who? Vice President Nancy Pelosi? Where do you want to start?
But here's the thing. You know, I hear what you're saying, but it upsets me once again. You know, I had a great weekend with some friends, and their comment, you know, one of them said to me, because, you know, man, I'm so tired of hearing you conservatives with your racist remarks and whatever. And I'm like, whoa, what? And she just spewed out a whole bunch of things. She ripped Governor DeSantis in terms of the kind of he's a creep and disgusting. And she kept going on and on. And I go, let me ask you a question, please. Where do you get your source of the news? And as expected, it had to be left-leaning liberal media who have shown even this weekend. And if you were listening to the Sunday news presses, the news shows that go on, they are beyond Democratic lovers, all encouraging November elections. And, you know, that the worry, and you see the enthusiasm, and the Democrats are going to pull it off and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's fiction. It's not fact. And it's stuff that just to drive an agenda and to move the needle over. Because the problem is that the media wants to just ignore realities. They want to ignore the statements that the accusations that they make about the Republicans or liberals make towards the conservatives. Funny enough, they're as guilty as sin of doing the exact same thing. And yet, where's the media to call them out? So let me give you a couple of examples. So, you know, we have our friend, my favorite, Rashida Tlaib, one of my favorite bitches from the squad. And I use that term very, very friendly manner, because once again, she takes a shot at Israel. Why does she take a shot at Israel? Because, and it's not only that, she says progressives who back Israel's apartheid government cannot be progressives. Can't. Now, oddly enough, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, your friend Stuart, absolutely ripped her apart. Just call that, like, whoa, where does that come from? One, Israel's not an apartheid state. It's flawed. It's false. It's lies. It's, again, it's propaganda. Of course, Tlaib was in a pro-Palestinian, you know, it was American Muslims for Palestine, the Palestine Advocacy Day, you know, because once again, when you don't put the Palestinians in the front of the news, they create more noise than necessary. It's unbelievable how much the media gives them the attention. And Tlaib goes out and declares Israel again an apartheid state, which is a lie, but then insults progressive that you can't support Israel and call yourself a progressive at the same time. Fortunately, a couple of her Democratic colleagues called her out, you know, namely Jerry Nadler, Richie Torres, Ted Deutch, and Juan Vargas, but they fell short of calling her anti-Semitic. And again, call your people out. No. Only the Republicans are racists. Now let's move on to the next one. And Mike, this is where, like, again, this is I can't make this stuff up, right? Is, you know, they call the Democrats, like, they call themselves the party of the immigrants, right? We're loved by migrants, right? So what does Nancy Pelosi do? Says, no, do not, please do not send. Sorry, do not send migrants to the north because we need them to pick crops in Florida. Stuart, that sounds kind of like something else we're used to hearing about, right?
Cotton pickers?
Yeah. Okay. And then let's wrap this up. And unfortunately, Hurricane Ian ripped through Florida like no one's business. And, you know, after Kamala Harris decided that North Korea was our ally, not South Korea, she put her foot again in her mouth by saying that communities of color should be prioritized with relief. Now, I'm not suggesting that it shouldn't be, but are we saying that we should help the communities of color, even though whites are poor and need the relief, the money should go to the first to the African American community, then the Hispanic community. And if there's anything left, maybe we'll give it to a few white people. Stuart, I don't know how you feel about this, but this is where I find the media has left us once again short of any sense of accountability. This is the word I use, accountability, because it's only the conservatives that, or the Republicans that could just be this awful.
You know, David, okay. I've been quiet for a while. For about
five
minutes.
Not like your last rant.
Yeah, I was told the level of profanity was just enormous and that I don't need to use such vulgarity in describing moronic people that I believe need to be called out for exactly what they are, morons. Listen, I've got friends that are black, that are white, that are green, that are yellow. And David, so do you. We grew up in a place called Montreal.
Excuse me, I've never heard of a green friend, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, green, yellow. I mean, there's all different kinds. There's rainbows. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's got to go to common sense. If you want to create chaos, this is how you do it. You just sort of go down a path of insanity. Let's focus on people with no credentials. I was listening to Bloomberg on the way in, and they're talking about this recent SEC charge against the Kardashians. And little Kimmy made $250,000 because she's tweeting and pushing cryptocurrency. This woman has enough brains to capture billions of dollars, but nothing to do with laws and rules. You know, when a vice president gets on the record and says, we need to give money based on color.
And gender. I forgot to mention gender.
And gender, but color leaning first. You have other this is a country of human beings, right? This is what the Democrats want you to believe, that it's a country of human beings, that there is no one person above another except her.
Well, no, they believe that. No. The people who are, no, I disagree with you. What they're trying to push is their narrative is that woe is everybody. Woe is this, woe is that, you know, blah, blah, blah. All whites are, you know, even Dr. Phil got into the argument about, you know, white supremacy and all that stuff. It's an insanity. It's an insanity what's going on. And it's what I'm saying is like, where are, you know, like, let's use some common sense to call out BS. Yeah, there's a BS meter. Call it out for what it's worth. But the problem is that if the media does that, then it absolutely hurts their message. And their message continues to be, and this is what is makes me ill, is we got to get the Democrats elected. So let's bury stories. I mean, we know about Mr. Biden's son, Hunter, about burying stories. That in itself, that story has been buried. We know that Nancy Pelosi's husband made millions of dollars on insider trading. Let's bury that story because it shouldn't really make a difference, because let's not make the Democrats look bad. Kamala Harris puts her foot in her mouth. Let's bury that story. Biden looks for a dead, you know, congressperson in a press conference. Let's bury that story. Where's Jackie? I mean, it's amazing to see. And this is why people, when it comes up to an election, and there's an election here today in Quebec.
Oh, wow.
Why people don't want to go out and vote. They have no confidence in their leadership. They have no confidence in the media. They have no confidence because they're calling, the BS meter is on alert.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What election is going on in Quebec today?
Which provincial one? Election.
Yeah. Anthony House.
No. That's federal. I'd leave Anthony alone. You pick on the wrong people. Anthony is federal. This is nothing to do with federal. This is a good example of even the media here buried stories. The French media here buried stories to allow the current government to look good. They never called out the government during COVID. They never call out the government during Bill 96, which was as a racially, you know, intense law towards the English community, and Bill 21, which was a harshly racially charged anti-religious bill. Media dropped it. It's an agenda. There's no one to, you know, people are asking me, who is going to hold these leaders accountable? And this is the thing, Stuart. We elect today, October the 3rd. You're going to an election in November.
Yep.
And how many people do you think are going to say, I'm not going voting?
You know, listen, you know, I have this debate in my own house, and I have to twist an arm and sometimes a leg to go and vote. You know what? People fail to understand that blood was spilled. People died, mothers, fathers, children, for the right to be able to cast your vote.
But I think that, but that's irrelevant to a lot of people today. And it's really sucky. But I want to tell you what I have a problem with, though.
What do you have a problem with, David?
Okay, the problem with is, and this is what's going to happen in November.
You're pointing your finger. You should know, two fingers.
The people are not going to vote today because they're saying, my vote doesn't count. I'm sorry. The problem I have with that is your vote does count.
Yeah, but hold on, let me get my point across.
The point I'm trying to get at is it's not because, oh my God, you know, in my riding or in my district or whatever, the majority is going to go to the other party. It might, but you got to send a message to the other party, and that's through your vote. The only way we can send a message to our politicians is at the ballot box. And this is what irritates me, is that today I got to go vote and I'm sickened by the fact that my choices are limited. But, you know, you hear in the United States, you have a two-party system, right? And people are saying, ugh, I don't want to vote for Democrats. I don't want to vote for Republicans. Well, what are you going to do then? You know, your leaders need to get a message driven to them that you're not going to take their stupidity. You don't want racists in power? Then you got to vote them out. If you don't want crackpots like Biden and Harris who can't talk without a Jim Henson Muppeteer behind them, I mean, like, you got to do something. And I'm sorry. And there are, there are ads. Oh, you got to go vote. You got to this. You got that. Yes, go vote. Because who else is going to hold these people accountable? You can't trust the media. That's what you're hearing. You know, they're not delivering the news anymore. We've talked about this ad nauseum, Stuart. So what can we do? You got to go out and drive a vote so you can get them, send a message.
David, I'm doing my part right now. Look at the caption.
Go vote, go vote, go vote. Absolutely.
You know, at the end of the day, like I said, and you have said, we've been saying this for well over a year, pushing a year and a half plus, there's really got to be a shift. You know, Reagan's term that the Democrats would love to eviscerate from history, because they call it Reaganomics, which some economists have tried to find fault in it, which set off the Clinton surplus, right? Is that you can't have one without the other. But when you start preaching that the other is bad, is where the whole thing gets out of cycle. I cannot sit here. I cannot come here, David, three times a week, 15-minute shots with the same story about how the left is lying and how the right is trying not to. I mean, listen, all political parties have their history and the methodology, and a lot of them subscribe to very similar actions. The core difference is that the left says that the right is doing something that it's currently doing. That's what I just can't take. Harris, Pelosi, Biden. I mean, these are a basket of deplorables. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. You know,
that's the problem.
You know, we got to get rid of these people. I mean, they gotta be retired. They are old fogies. They are
public. You believe in term limits? Hold on. Do you believe in term limits, Stuart? You believe in term limits?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
So there we go.
I think that you shall not be able to make more than X amount of money while you're in office. And you shall not be able to. Listen, Pelosi claims she can't get votes for the reform, right? Because her husband's busy making too much damn money because he's drinking it away. I mean, he talks about it. He gets drunk and blah, 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 blah.
So now that we're done. So now that we're down to our quarter hour, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's just,
but do you like our new groovy? Look below. Do you like our new groovy little Yeah, we got some stuff to add to that, David.
So, ladies and gentlemen, while Stuart is playing around with the toys, we want to wish you all a good day. We will not be ranting on Wednesday. Both of us will be in out praying for everybody. We will be back, however, on Friday. Looking forward to catching you all on the other side. Take care. Have a great week, everyone.